Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
This morning, allow me to share a message that I've entitled Empowered to Rise. Each year, we celebrate the grads out of our church and our community. We give them a spiritual graduation service, which is happening right now outside. And we just want them to know that as they grow in society, they're to grow spiritually and carry their spiritual life into everything they do. And so this theme, Empowered to Rise, was given to the graduates, but also to grad speakers as they look at a grand future ahead of them. And Empowered to Rise means purpose to climb, purpose to ascend, purpose to go higher. Don't allow the enemy to bring you lower. But they can't do this without the Spirit of the Lord guiding them. And that is why we today want to go through this message that is going to remind us it takes the wisdom of God to really rise to good heights and stay risen in those heights. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 2. I'm going to skip through some of it today. And here's the saying. There's an old adage that says, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? So let me hear that again. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, then here's what I want to say. One proverb a day keeps foolishness away. One proverb a day keeps foolishness away. And so the purpose of Proverbs is an instructional book to both young and old. And in Proverb, what we're asking of you and what the writer of Proverb is asking, what the Bible is asking, is you choose wisdom. Throughout the book of Proverb, you're going to see choose wisdom. It's guidance to both young and old. Choose the wise path of life. Nothing can make you rise as high as wisdom will. When you have wisdom, you can soar through the heavenlies. You will see the grace and the goodness and the blessings, the overwhelming prosperity, because wisdom guides us into truth. And so the book of Proverbs was written by the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon. And it contains 31 chapters of short sayings. And these sayings are comparisons in life or questions about life or observations about human behavior, all from God's point of view. So these proverbs are powerful sayings written to instruct people who know God, especially young people, on how to live God-pleasing lives. It instructs everyone on how to make a happy and successful life, how to have a happy and successful life, and how to avoid tragedies and regrets because of personal engagement in sinful actions. Proverbs is powerful at showing the right steps to take. And whether the sin is intentional by choice or unintentional because of others' influence or outside influence, Proverbs is already showing you how to avoid such sins. Now, sins occur because people choose to ignore God's word of wisdom. And God's advice in his laws and his commandments, people ignore them. Instead of leaning on God, many people choose to lean on their own understanding, which will always drive them into following the steps of other fools. The Bible talks about fools, and you'll hear it even in this book of Proverbs. People who position themselves to seem as if they're wise, but they in fact have no wisdom whatsoever because of the foolish choices they make. So Proverbs, which is a book of truth sayings, it must supersede all other forms of sayings which people have made their daily diet. Let me repeat that. A lot of people, most people today, have made other people's sayings their daily diet, but they've not made the Word of God their daily diet. Folks, this generation of people awaken daily, and many immediately will go to items, social media items, that can either distract or destroy their minds, because they're going to hear sayings or read sayings from people who are not godly minded, people who've ignored the Bible, and even some supposedly spiritual sayings. They're not all good, as many are saying it but not living it, not representing God's truth, not living according to God's laws and God's commands, but they want mantras and holy sayings and quick cliches and words that will incite the flesh. The flesh must be subdued. Wisdom helps us to know when the flesh is out of whack. And so the diet today that people are gravitating to, are living on, comes most times from the different YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all kinds of social media platforms. Research says that today the mind of the generations are being shaped by constantly emerging social media tools designed by anyone and now everyone, both fools and learned alike. So let me share with you some social media platforms that have emerged, and it's constantly coming. YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram Threads, TikTok, X, which is actually formerly Twitter, just a new name that some people don't realize, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Reddit, Twitch, Lemon8, Mastodon, Wattpad, Discord. The name alone means I'm not going on that in the morning. And Facebook. In fact, many are saying that Facebook is no longer popular. It's passé, the teenagers say. But yet Facebook is still holding a strong level. And then there's one that I wanted to highlight, because as I was researching this, there's one of these social media networks called Be Real. Now, Be Real is an app that aims to promote honest communication between users. So the creator here is going, the rest are not honest, let me create an honest one. And the platform encourages sharing real moments, real thoughts, real feelings, without pressure to maintain a perfect front. So users can upload images, text, videos that reflect their authentic personality. Be Real's target audience are people who are looking for a platform where they can express themselves, here's the key word, without filters. Younger generations in particular, they also have grown tired of the traditional social media platforms such as Facebook and others that started earlier. So they're turning away, looking for other alternatives. So you get all these people creating this, and now you've got one creating the, this is your real, authentic, honest, down-to-earth, not like everybody else self, and you can do it without filter. Well, folks, wisdom will tell you most things need a filter. That's the first point you will learn in the book of Proverbs. Everything needs some kind of filter. If you go and drink water from a stream and you don't filter it, you can get some bacteria, some parasite inside of you. Well, this is what some of these social media things can do. You get parasites inside your soul, because everything needs to be filtered, but the best filter is filter it through the Word of God. So Proverbs says, choose the wise path of life. A proverb a day keeps foolishness away. And so Proverbs is a book of growth, a book of growing in wisdom. So here we go, Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to read this for us today. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. Verse 7 of Proverb 1. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. And then it continues, my child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. Those of us that are mature have learned that. Some of you are coming up, you're just learning it, and others, you are yet to learn it, but this is a good word. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone just for fun. Let's ambush the innocent. In fact, I don't have time to pause, but we have a story here where some teenagers killed a homeless man. And it is said on the media they had no remorse, even as they're going into court for doing it. Sinners entice them and they found fun. Come, let's join and do this and get a kick out of it. And that's how depravity stirs. Verse 20 of Proverbs chapter 1. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowd along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. How long, you simpletons, will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. And I skipped a couple of verses just so I could finish this chapter 1. For simpletons, verse 32, turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. If you're complacent, you're becoming a fool. Are destroyed by their own complacency. But all who listen to me, which is the writer of Proverbs, the proverb itself, will live in peace, untroubled by the fear of harm. I'll tell you, Proverbs chapter 1, Proverbs chapter 2, this is how we'll be empowered to rise. Young people, mature people. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, the benefits of living in wisdom. And in fact, I'm going to read a little bit of chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, my child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom. Concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight. Ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just. He protects those who are faithful. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. In chapter 1, he's reminding us the way of the fool will cause you not to know what is just, right, or fair, and will cause you not to have a fear of God. In chapter 2, he's reminding you, if you follow the way of the Lord, search for him, seek him, treasure him, cry out to him, then you will walk in the way of wisdom, which then will cause you to know what to do, which is right, just, and fair, and you'll find the right way to go. Wisdom means living and thinking according to God's truth, God's purposes, God's design for your life. You cannot find God's truth in social media. His truth is found in his holy word. And there's a lot of people living social media as their first diet and their last diet. Can I encourage you, drop it. Let the word of God be your first morning diet and the word of God be your evening diet. You will find richness in your soul, treasures you never understood before, and the fear of God will bring you in not into complacency, but into completeness. A wise person considers God's word to be truth and triumphs over his saying. And it means that both everyone, young and old alike, need to put right knowledge into action, approach all aspects of your life from God's point of view, which is trust his word, trust his saying. So the purpose of Proverbs is this, Proverbs chapter 1 and 2. I'm just going to give you the synopsis of it. Proverbs chapter 1 and 2. Do not neglect wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1 and 2, don't neglect wisdom. Develop wisdom. Develop understanding. Develop disciplines. Develop means grow in it. It means help yourself to get there. and God will help you with the rest. Develop insight which comes from God, not from other humans. I don't want to hear what every human, no matter how popular, they have to say. Because if you tell me one thing the Word of God says, it will set me to fly high. But somebody else's words, that was for them, and they can run with it. You run with the Word of God. It will transform your life. And here's the thing that Solomon says in Proverbs 1 and 2. Please, he begs, simple thinkers choose to become wise thinkers. I'm not the one calling anyone simple. Solomon said there are people who are simple thinkers, but they must choose to become wise thinkers. And he says, truth seekers. Many of you are like, I'm just trying to find the truth. Truth only exists in the Word of God. Only God is truth. So if you want to obtain knowledge and good thinking, get into the Word of God. Maintain a serious determination to do what God says is right and worthy of honor. And if you're going to do that, it means you're going to avoid people with evil and evil intentions. And Solomon says it. He says people with evil intentions, they'll come to you with smart words and cute little sayings, and they'll trap the unsuspecting because they cause the vulnerability to be drawn to them. They know how to get to your weak points. That's how Satan works. That's how the devil manipulates. They say words and palatable form that tickles your fancy, but they're detrimental to your future. You cannot rise with people who have evil intention. They will only drag you down. So wisdom grows the proper fear of the Lord. Wisdom inspires right living. Right living automatically helps right thinking, and right thinking leads to right believing. That's how it works. Wisdom inspires right believing because the recipient submits to God's authority. And from such flows every promise of God, so that you can truly be empowered to rise in success and blessings as the Word of God promised. So young and old, be empowered to rise. A proverb a day keeps foolishness away. Proverbs saying, it means grow in wisdom. Folks, throughout the summer month of July and August, we'll be preaching on these wise proverbs, which will grow wisdom in the house, wisdom in your life, if every person follows them. So here's my conclusion today. Will you purpose to choose wisdom? Today, choose wisdom. Make wisdom the seeking of wisdom, the desiring of wisdom, the desperation for wisdom. Make it your mission. But more than that, make it your determination. I want to let you know, folks, wisdom works. Wisdom works all the time. Foolishness destroys. Wisdom builds, enhances, and causes you to rise higher than you ever thought before. So Proverbs is a book of guidance to both young and old. It declares this, choose the wise path of life. We're empowered to rise. It means we're going to climb higher, go higher, but not allow the enemy to pull us lower. And if that's going to be your determination, you need the wisdom of God. And begin with Solomon. Begin with reading the proverb. One proverb every day of each in the month. And then start all over. Because God wants you to grow. Not just grow in body. Not just grow financially, which can also cause you to be distressed. But grow in wisdom so you will know what to do even with the blessings God has given you. I encourage you today, grow. Grow in wisdom. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're driving, don't bow your heads. Just keep driving. If you're at home, bow your heart, bow your eye, whatever you want to bow, just in reverence, would you just pray? Father, I pray, oh God, that the supremacy of wisdom would come to us, your people, young and old alike. If we're going to rise above the lure of the enemy, the trappings of the enemy, then we must be focused on what is right, right thinking, right believing, right behaving. And the book of Proverbs is written to help us understand how to take these steps and to move forward in the things of God. So Lord, I pray every person listening will make it their determination that they will read a proverb a day and be determined to fulfill what it's sharing, so that they will grow in the grace and the goodness and the blessing and the prosperity of Almighty God. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. And now, Lord, help us to make the determination to make room in our lives to see all the great things you're going to do. I bless your people. I bless them coming and going. I bless them, oh God, in their workplace. I bless them in their homes. I bless them, oh God, even as they walk the streets. I bless them as they drive. I bless them in their sitting and in their uprising. But I pray, oh God, more than anything, I bless them to read the word of God. I bless them to take in the wise words and sayings, truth sayings of the great man Solomon, who is the only one that is considered the wisest man in the world, the wisest man on earth for all eternity. So God Almighty, touch your people today. Let wisdom arise in their spirit. Teach them to make room for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.